it's critical, it's important. Blue economy can't exist without diversity and inclusion. And it can't exist with how we start to engage youth and how we engage all of our workforce training clients and how we engage people across our communities. So one example in which we're doing that here, and we'll call it Catherine Collins. Catherine is the executive director of Sound Experience, the nonprofit that does workforce training and ocean literacy program aboard Historic Culture. Catherine, thank you.
I want all our kids to grow up and work for your companies. That was awesome. I'm very inspired. Over the past decade, first of all, thank you, Joshua, and thank you all for the opportunity to share some of what we're doing with youth and education in the region and why it's important. Over the past decade, I've had the honor and privilege of watching more than 20,000 children and teens get out of the water and experience our region's waterways. The schooner Adventurous is iconic, and she's beloved in our region. If you don't know this ship, it's a 105-year-old gaff-rigged schooner with a compelling history and a story of survival and resilience, and we'd love you to come aboard and learn more about it. She's also one of only two National Historic Landmark sailing ships that are still in active operation on the West Coast. In 2016, I go back to 1913 when she was created a lot. But in 2016, the governor's office named Adventurous Puget Sound's official environmental tall ship for her work with youth in the region. I'm also happy to report that in recent years, because of private and state and federal funding, she is almost fully restored. She will actually sail for generations to come, well beyond me and others. So our core competency is youth, and particularly teenagers. I got connected here because I put my godson aboard. We brought him to Seattle from Boston to live with my husband and me when he was age 14. He was making poor choices in Boston, so what did I do? I sent him to sea. We put him aboard Adventurous, and we were thinking he would probably be sent back early due to impulsive behavior, but he wasn't. When we picked him up, we found him actually fully engaged in the engine room. He didn't want to come home, and he was hanging out and working with the ship's engineer. It changed his life. These kids are all our kids. And to influence our maritime work, maritime future, we need all of them on the water. We need to get as many of them on the water from their diverse backgrounds. And you know, partnering is the key to reaching kids and to ensuring inclusion. This is a picture of our Girls at the Helm program. And we partner with women from maritime industries and marine science backgrounds, and together they come out on the boat and become mentors for teenage girls during a week on the Salish Sea. It is a very popular program. For example, one of the mentors is a leading researcher at UW-Tacoma, and she's studying microplastics and applying it and making it relevant to our world. And the girls go out and do microplastic sampling and learn about the issue and then what they can do to change the future on that front. During the week, our crew, believe it or not, is entirely made up of women, from captain to deckhand, 12-person crew. And you can imagine how powerful it is for girls to learn that any role is possible in any industry. And we believe that. So, of course, there's a rich history of with our tribes and maritime. But we've had the honor in recent years of partnering with the Suquamish tribe to support their goal to keep tribal young people interested in maritime, marine science, and environmental careers, and to go into jobs, tribal jobs, that need these things. We also work to accommodate our region's diverse religious beliefs and practices, and so I'm not sure if we're the only one in the region, but I do kind of believe that we might be the only kosher galley. Anybody else have a kosher galley? Right. So each year we partner with Northwest Yeshiva, their teacher and the rabbi, to turn our kosher galley. We work with Washington State Department of Health. It's work. It is work, and my crew work hard to make it happen, but we do what it takes to make sure that there's inclusion, because we need these kids too for a healthy maritime future. We need to invest in what's working, and I know you're committed to that. I'd argue that to get young people interested in maritime and marine-related careers, you have to start young. I think you all probably know this, and at least by middle and high school. So the maritime sector does have a secret weapon. It's us, and by us, I mean youth-serving organizations and schools, and I also mean you. Most of us can hardly manage our own teenagers. It is actually true, but this is the core competency of schools and youth groups and what we do, and we need to partner. It's up to us to partner with all of you, maritime industry and companies and ports and public sector in Washington State. It takes time. But we've kind of shortcut that because we've got some initiatives underway in this region. And one of the most important and compelling initiatives in our region for you to engage in is the Youth Maritime Collaborative. How many of you are involved in this? Nice. I knew some of you would be here. We're excited to be a part of this along with you, and many organizations and companies are involved. So if you're not on board yet, I hope you will be. We are helping to recruit, inspire, and train your future workforce. Youth Maritime Collaborative has the guidance of Sarah Shurer and her team at Seattle Maritime Academy. It has financial support, or has had at least financial support by Port of Seattle. I hope that continues and involves maritime companies to recruit interns and provide training support. It engages our youth from diverse communities and happens through experience. This includes things like career exploration, internships, company tours, and we place kids with youth, and also on the water opportunities like adventurous. Getting maritime into schools is really important, and especially there's a lot of that happening with CTE programs, and so that teachers know about what's happening in maritime and share those experiences with kids. That's who they learn that stuff from. So there's no other way. It's inspiring each kid one at a time, and we know kids, and we know what your sectors and businesses need. You know what your sectors and businesses need, and you can apply their skills there. I hope if you're not involved yet, you'll join the Youth Maritime Collaborative and pass on your passion. And finally, you know, the most common thing kids say when they come together, aboard adventurous and sail for a day, an overnight, or multi-day programs, is they get off and they say, I never would have been friends with that kid. And there's a lot to be said about that when you think about understanding. And crew members, a lot of you, I know, have experience with that. Why are you friends with that person? Diversity and inclusion is ultimately the understanding that we are all shipmates. And this is very intentionally, our message going forward. Like, unless we're sailing together, we're not really working together. So I hope that you'll all get involved, and please do join the Youth Maritime Collaborative, because that's where we're training your workforce. Thank you.
Thank you. There's clearly a lot that we're doing. We're running a little bit behind schedule, and there's a lot to talk about. So I want to make sure and invite that everybody needs to be met. Former Secretary of Work, please don't be safe.